Welcome to Masechta Shabbos, Perek Yud Zayin, Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 17, Mishnah 1. Here's a brief introduction to this entire chapter, this entire Perek. In Halacha, in Jewish law, on Shabbos, there's a rabbinic decree that's called Muktzah. Muktzah literally means something that's set aside. And to paraphrase the words of the Rambam writes that the rabbis instituted a prohibition to move certain things on Shabbos in a similar fashion that they would do it in the weekday. Why, says the Rambam? It's because they wanted to differentiate that the way that a person conducts themselves on Shabbos should not be the way they conduct themselves on the weekday. The same way that one walks differently on Shabbos, that one talks differently on Shabbos, how much more so when a person gets busy and is busy with their routine and moving things from here to there. We want there to be a clear distinction and a differentiation between Shabbos and between the weekday. And he says, if they permitted you to move everything, so people will spend their day moving objects, rearranging furniture, anyways they have plenty of time, and will come out that they're not going to have the rest of Shabbos. And the Torah says, Laman Yanuach, one should rest. Additionally, writes the Rambam, when a person will start moving particularly objects that have a prohibited task associated with them, maybe the fellow will actually do the prohibited task. If we let him move a hammer, perhaps, he'll come to bang in a nail. In addition, he says there's some of the people that really don't do anything anytime. He says, for example, the people that are Yoshvei Kronos, those that sit in the corners and somehow make it through life that way, if we don't give them certain restrictions on Shabbos, then their Shabbos and their weekday will be identical. Therefore, part of the essence of Shabbos is this prohibition of Muktzah, of not moving certain objects on Shabbos, and we'll see that there's different classifications of objects. Classification number one is called the Kli Shemelachto Leheter, a vessel which its task is for a permissible task. For example, a cup to drink from, a fork and a knife to cut one's food. Then there's something called the Kli Shemelachto Leisser, a vessel that is used for a prohibited task on Shabbos. A hammer, a grinder, something similar. And we know the halacha is that my kli shemelachto leisser, a vessel which is usually used for a prohibited task, the halacha is that it is permitted for a person to move it litzorech gufo. That means they want to use the actual object. So, for example, a person wants to use a hammer, but for a permissible task like cracking nuts, or litzorech mekomo, if the object is in a person's way and they need the spot that the object is on, it is permissible to move it on Shabbos. However, to move it for the essence of the vessel itself, or to use it in a prohibited task, that will be something that's usur. And as we'll see, as we travel through this perek, through this chapter, there's different classifications of muktzah. Some of them are more strict, and some of them are less strict. But let's see this Mishnah, Mishnah Aleph, Mishnah 1. Kol HaKelim, says the Mishnah, all vessels nitalim b'Shabbos can be moved on Shabbos, v'dalso se'an iman, and a person could also move their doors with them. That means, let's say we're talking about a small chest of drawers, a small dresser. The halacha is not just as one permitted to move the set of drawers, they can also use the doors. Aval pishin is barku b'Shabbos, even though the doors were disattached on Shabbos, still the law is, it is permitted. And that's even if when Shabbos entered, they were disattached. Still, they're permitted to be moved if one is moving the actual vessel itself. She'ein and domin, because you cannot compare these doors, the dalsos habayis, to the doors in a house, those are muktzah, those are prohibited to be moved on Shabbos if they were somehow disattached from the doorframe. Lafisha einam in amucham, because the doors of a house are not usually something that is moved, an object that is taken from one place to the other. They're usually fixed in one place, therefore they're considered muktzah and prohibited to move even if they were disattached on Shabbos itself. However, these doors of the vessels, those are very normal to move. And the same way that we permit a person to carry the actual vessel itself, one would also be permitted to carry the door or the coverings of these vessels itself. Wishing you a great day and a wonderful rest of your week.